Erica Viking and the Hoff.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Mornings on Coyote 102.5.
So exciting. It's 8:13 Coyote 102.5. If you heard Bitch Please, I did give a missing Richard Simmons update and once again put out the plea for you to please call your mother because she was friends with him back in the day. And if anybody has the inside scoop as to if he's okay or not, it's your mother. And she did finally respond, so it looks like we are going to talk to her this morning.
Great. I mean, yay! Mom, I love you. I can't wait to talk with you and discuss Richard Simmons in full length and detail.
Full frontal detail.
Oh, mercy me. Those shorts are short. So anyway, we will be calling Mama Hoff next with the City Different update and Richard Simmons Gate inside track right from the horse's mouth. Don't call my mother a horse.
And also we have the Daily Odele coming up with the Hoff 2. What you got?
Nothing. We're going to call her instead.
That's it?
That's it. Listen, the Daily Odele can wait. We got to get to the bottom of Richard.
I'm down with you. I think that's the best decision you've made all day. It's 8:14 on Coyote 102.5. The City Different update with Mama Hoff coming up next.
And now from Santa Fe, the city that takes pride in being, well, weird. The City Different update with Mama Hoff.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
Good morning, Mama Hoff.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up with you guys?
Not much. We just wanted to reach out to you and see if we could take a little bit of your time for a City Different update and a special report as you are our correspondent on Richard Simmons.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Are we dragging that on?
Well,
we would like to with your help, but first I got to ask you this. Maybe I'm just being super sensitive. I've been accused of that, but I feel like you don't reach out to us as often. You don't text the Hoff. Did we do something to hurt your feelings?
Oh, gosh, no. I just haven't been feeling good.
It's all your fault, Erica.
I am a doctor.
No, she's not. Mama Hoff, disregard that statement.
Actually, I don't know what kind of doctor you are, Erica, but...
Which doctor?
You're not the kind of doctor I need, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. Well, we're glad that we have you on the phone now, but we're very concerned. Of course, you may know that there are some conspiracy theorists out there who say that Richard Simmons is being held hostage in his L.A. mansion by his housekeeper. There's a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons that has been going on weekly on iTunes, and it's the number one podcast. People are tuning in because they fear that Richard Simmons is gone and we don't know where he is.
Now, Mama Hoff, before you give us your take on the Simmons situation, can you just reestablish for all of us what your relationship with Richard is?
We were friends. I started off meeting him through a mutual friend, and he invited me to come to his classes, which I did. And his classes were great, and he was very much a motivator, and he was enthusiastic all the time and on all the time. And I went to his classes probably 3 times a week in the evening, once the kids were mostly tucked in and their dad was home, and we became personal friends. And he would tell me about his life, and he would pop in at our house. He was very generous with the children, and he felt like he could tell me things and trust me and know that I wasn't going to reveal anything about his personal life.
What were those personal things? We're going to need a detailed list.
What is his deepest, darkest secret, Mama Hoff?
The statute of limitations is up on this.
No, but the fact is that I did know that his personality was quiet, was calm, was entirely different than his public persona, and that was all personality for the public, personality for earning his income. He always intended to retract from public at some point where he felt financially safe and comfortable, and that he wasn't loving it at a certain point in time, and he was just going to live a quiet
private life. Okay, Mama Hoff, we have several more questions. I want to ask you this question, and we will get your answer to this question when we come back. When was the last time you and Richard Simmons corresponded? We're going to get that answer, plus answers to so many more questions.
Like, is there a chance that Richard Simmons could be the Hoff's actual father, since we've established it wasn't Wayne Newton?
I did have his hair when I had hair.
We're going to answer all these questions next on Coyote 102.5.
And now, from Santa Fe, the city that takes pride in being, well, weird. The City Different Update with Mama Hoff.
Hey, I want to dance with somebody.
Coyote 102.5 back on the line with Mama Hoff from the City Different, my hometown, Fantase. Now, Mama Hoff, when we left off, we asked, when was the last time you and Richard were in communication?
Richard Simmons, for those of you just joining us.
Yeah, him. Dick.
He never was Dick. He was always Richard.
Show Dick some respect.
Let's go.
It's been quite a number of years since I last had personal conversations with him, but we were personal friends for quite some time.
Much like and you and Henry Winkler.
I was not close friends with Henry. I knew Henry because I was close friends with his wife.
You said you went to dinner all the time. What was the name of that place?
Bob's Big Boy.
That was not all the time. It was...
Well, the story is changing now that Henry Winkler is not coming to town.
Seriously.
You know, to confirm or deny these reports.
I would hate to have you guys in court testifying for me on anything.
Well, you know what, Mama Hoff? It's interesting that you say that. My mom has already banned me from speaking at her funeral. I don't think I'm even going to be allowed in. So you're probably right on that. Get an actual lawyer.
And I've decided not to have a funeral, so at
for
all.
That Thank God. Reason.
All right,
nothing
so...
to crash.
I'm going to save some money there. So, would you say it's a decade, two decades? How long exactly has it been since you two have been in personal communication?
At least 15 years.
Okay.
But he would remember you. I feel like you should see if the phone still works or maybe send him a message on Facebook. I don't know. Just reach out to him. And you don't have to tell us the personal details of what he says back. You just have to give us thumbs up, thumbs down. Is Richard Simmons okay? Because that's really what this whole call is about. It's not exploiting.
He was recently interviewed by telephone by somebody else, and he sounded just like he always sounded when he was being his off-camera self. He was quite clear that he was fine. He wasn't stressed in any way.
Okay.
He was enjoying his privacy.
Mama Hoff, Erica also raised a very good question before we took our break. Is Richard Simmons my father?
Richard Simmons is no one's father.
Okay.
Not in our household or any other. And that is not his track in life. Let's put it that way.
You had also mentioned, though, that his on-camera persona is basically a complete opposite of who he is in his personal life. How
Absolutely.
Did he find that energy? Did you ever see Richard do cocaine?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I'm waiting for the click. Mama Hoff, you've been through enough. I'm glad we finally have her back on the show. So let's keep the relationship somewhat solid like it is now and not piss her off. We love you. How is Santa Fe? Is it beautiful up there?
It's much colder, of course, today. It's supposed to rain much of the day today. And I haven't stuck my little pinhead outside yet.
Okay,
but I
yes.
have things to do and places to go.
Okay.
So
and podcast to
regardless.
Download, I imagine.
You're not the only weather person on Coyote 102.5, Erica Viking, I'd like to point out.
But when I hear someone else give a weather report, it just lets me know how boring I sound when I do it. So thank you for that.
No, that was great, Mom.
I'll try
very
to pull
exciting.
Back. I'll try
very,
to pull back from exciting. Now on. Your mother and I can do our own weather podcast on NPR. How does that sound?
Mom? Cloudy with a chance of Simmons.
I love you guys. Some days I'm not sure why, but I love you guys.
We love you more. I promise you that. Thank you, Mama Hoff. Go do all of
right.
your things, all the things that you got to do.
Love you, Mom.
Take care.
Take us
Love
with you.
You.
We have no plans.
Bye.
Bye.
Erica Viking and the Hoff in the morning. The best variety of rock all day. Coyote 102.5. Coyote 102.5. Traffic.
Speed limit ride across the metro. No major accidents or incidents to report. We, of course, have the ongoing art project construction along Central in both directions through Knob Hill, downtown, and Old Town. Of course, you just got the Santa Fe weather update from Mama Hoff. High today in Albuquerque of 65. Going to be very windy with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, Coyote.
I love your mother. Mama Hoff is so cool.
She's the best.
She's good to put up with this, I'll say that much.
She's lived a million lifetimes in this one.
Yeah, she is such a character, man.
But you were with us through the whole Henry Winkler is that Hoff's father fiasco.
No, that was Ray Newton. It was whether or not she actually knew Henry personally.
That's right. I'm getting all of these. It's just a big pile of celebrity goo is what it is at this point.
Sounds much like the 70s in Hollywood, yes.
But, you know, she did say that she was, like, close friends with the Winklers, and they went to dinner a lot. We had her on the phone today, and she denies that. And then the whole thing about Wayne Newton and having that brief little relationship.
Right.
relationship, and she said that he wrote her some love notes and stuff. Well, where are they? Don't you think that if you dated a famous person when you were 19, 20 years old, you would remember that forever and keep the notes? Come on.
Yep, you think.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's a lot of talk and very little evidence.
I just love your mom. She's a character from Hick, and I just love hearing her talk on the phone with you guys.
Well, now her head has absolutely exploded. Good job, Mike.
She is Santa famous. She can't go anywhere in the capital city without people stopping her on the street asking for autographs. Sure. As far as the Wayne Newton love letters go, though, SoCal Mike, I have been trying to find them anytime I go up and visit her. I still have a few dead flattened cats to look under. Mama Hoff's house, very full. Very
well, I'll tell you what,
full.
Man, here it comes down to Taylor Ranch. Tell her to stop by for a glass of Chardonnay and a puff.
Fair enough, brother.
This fox is meowing at you.
She wrapped up her damn cat.